We are learning Masechtas Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 9 lines from the top with 2 dots. So Truma Tameya Pasul. Our Mishnah told us that Truma Tameya, which even a Kohen cannot eat, is Pasul for an Esrik. What's the reason? So Gemara says Pasul, like we're talking about Aleph, the Lespa Heta Achila, because there's no Heta Achila, and that everyone holds is a prerequisite for Esrik, is it has to be a Heta Achila to call a Chem, it has to be called, have a Heta Achila. And since Truma Tameya cannot be eaten, even though it belongs to you, but it cannot be eaten, you can use it for firewood, but it can't be eaten, it can't be used for Esrik. V'shal Truma Tahira Lo Yitel. It says in the Mishnah, Truma Tahira, you shouldn't take it for Esrik, but if you take it, it's kosher. And we'll see later on that the reason why it's mutter to take it is, talking about even for Yisrael, because since a Kohen is allowed to eat it, and Yisrael can give it to his Enikel, who's a Kohen, his daughter's son, who's a Kohen, so therefore it's called Lechem, because there is a Heta Achila in the family. But we'll get to that soon. Meanwhile, it says that Lechatchila, you should not use a Esrik of Truma Tahira, you should not use it on Sukkot, for Esrik. Why not? So, Pliga Bar of Ami Rav Asi. Rav Asi argue what the reason is that Lechatchila, you shouldn't use a Esrik of Truma Tahira. Chadam Apresh Machshira. One man says the reason is because you're going to end up making it Hechuchshel Otoma. Because the derech is to keep your lulav in water, or make it, keep it moist, or put a mamish in water over Yom Tov, so it shouldn't dry out. So then, afterwards, you take the lulav and you put it next to the esrig, it's going to make the esrig wet. And water makes the esrig huchshol tumah. The halacha is that a food is not makam tumah until it gets wet. So here, you're going to make it wet and you make a huchshol tumah. The halacha is by truma, it says, v'shmeras trumah yisai. You have to watch truma for not becoming tumah. Here, you are facilitating it that it become tumah because you're letting it get a hechshol. The chadam ha'preishim hafsida. The other man, the yomah, says, a different shot, because when you touch an esrig, you automatically, with the touching it, it ruins the skin a little bit. It becomes brown, if it gets rubbed off a little bit. So you're being mafsid chuma. And that's why, like a tchila, you shouldn't use an esrig of chuma. My benai, what's the napkamina between the two reasons? You made it chuma besides for its klipa. I said, this esrig is chuma besides for the klipa. So, l'madim ha'pesh machshir ra'ika. L'mayis, I'm still being machshir the food, and I'm making it able to bekawa tova. So, there, ika, you have a problem of the chachil, you shouldn't use it. L'madim ha'pesh machshir, the l'madim says, because when I'm touching it, I'm mafsid it, lekov, because that part wasn't truma, and therefore, even l'chachil, you'll be able to use that. Then it says in the Mishnah, v'im nata, but if you use the esrig of truma tair, it's kosher. So here. And like we spoke out, Rashi speaks out, Rashi says, V'Yisrael Nami, Nafak Bazir. So why? Because since he could be Machlata Ben Bita Kayin, since he could give it to his daughter, his grandson from his daughter, who could be a Kayin, so therefore it's called, he has Heta Achila. What? I guess even if he doesn't, since it's Royu Lekach, so that's called Heta Achila. There is possibility for every Yisrael to have a Heta Achila. That's enough. Taisa is a little different. Right, but it's possible if his daughter to marry a thing, or he can have a daughter. It's all technical. I'm saying it's possible he can have one. But Taisa learns different. Taisa is a little different. There's no sense, I can feed it to a coin, that's enough. I can feed it to my friend the coin, that's enough. That's Taisa learns, that's called Heta Achila. Akaponim, Hare Yisrael Heta Achila. Amanda Fishem Adim Mamain, Hare Yisrael Mamain, you definitely own it. You definitely own, if the Kohen, let's say, gives you Truma, you could own the Truma and you can use it for Kedushin, you can sell it to a Kohen. There's different things you could do with it. You definitely have Heta Mamin, and therefore, the halach is that Truma Tahira is kosher for Esrig. The Chathira shouldn't take it. Why not? Because Machshiro or Mafsida. But if you took it, Avada is kosher. Next part of Mishnah says Shaldamai. The Mai is fruit you buy from a Amaretz. Worry about Amaretz doesn't take Maisa, Chumas, and Maisa. Chumas he takes, but Maisa is to worry about. So the halacha is you have to take Maisa after you get it. And until you do that, it's Tevel. So my time at Beis Hillel, what's the time at Beis Hillel? Why can't you use the Mai? The Maisa, I can't eat it. So it's not by Heta Achila. So why am I allowed to use it for my Esrei? So Gemara says, "Kivin dibay mafkilo nichsev have ani. Since you can mafkil nechasim, you'll be an ani. And an ani, the halacha is allowed. They weren't geyser, the darabanan of the ma'is. Holding the ma'is on the darabanan because with the rice you could assume he took off ma'iser. The darabanan were chayshish for that. So by an ani, they said ukma the rice. They said he could rely on the rice and he could eat it. So since he came up because of chosn and chosle, hash nami lechem kriyne beis. It's called lechem. How you know ani could eat demai? The tanai to the mishnah. Machilim es aniim demai. You'll have to feed poor people demai. Vesachsanya demai. If there are soldiers staying by your house, also, because you'll have money for the food, you'll have to use demai. Or beis shamai holds ani loy ochel demai. Ani cannot eat demai. That's pshat in our mishnah. Machlekes by demai. Machlekes beis shamai and beis hillel is kosher for esrin. So beis hillel said it's kosher. Beis shamai said it's pasul. That's what it says in the mishnah. So the reason is because beis shamai holds even ani can't eat demai. Even ani can't eat demai. The tanan machilin aniyim demai v'chachsanayim demai. Vam rav unot hano. We looked at the brayse. Beis shamai ain't machilin aniyim v'chachsanayim demai. You cannot feed poor people and soldiers demai. Or beis hillel machilin aniyim demai v'chachsanayim demai. But beis hillel argues holds it could be machil demai. So we're saying here like this. That since beis hillel ani is allowed to eat the mai, therefore it's kosher. Why? Because you can be mafka as the chasim. Taisa speaks out the lav dafka. You have to lav dafka say that one can say kafida ani. I can feed the ani. That's enough to be called hatachila. It's taisa shitasa holds by a kain. The reason why truma tahira is good even for yisrael because you can feed the kain. The problem is Rashi learns there has to be ben bita kain. So therefore Rashi learns is the dafka you buy hefka nechasi. Has to be possible for you to have a shaykhis to it. That's the impossibility for Yeshua himself to have a shaykhis to it. That's why he says in Svara, the boy mafker. So what do it says in our Mishnah, Shal Maisesheni Birushalayim. Maisesheni Birushalayim, the halach is, L'chadchila shouldn't take it, V'im not al's kosher. Why L'chadchila can't you use Esrog of Maisesheni? L'man diyam pesh machshira re machshira, because you machshir it. L'man diyam pesh machshira, because you ruin it re machshira. And what's the chidush of the Gemara? Usually, you always assume that dim mishmeres trumoisa is only by truma. Now we're coming to even ma'isa sheni. You have this halacha. Rashi speaks out the ma'isa sheni by yishimur the kodesh ikri. It's called kodesh. The chesiv it says in the pasuk v'chol masara aretz v'zera aretz apriya eitz l'ashem hu kodesh l'ashem. It says it's called kodesh. Therefore, Rashi explains that it has dinner also of mafsida and machshira. But then it says not al kosher. It's kosher. So that was pshat. You always need it. The main thing is het achila, not the mama. And then the kuli alma, the rav koil, you yaitz or ma'aseh sheni. L'man diyama, who's rav asi, holds if you shemay the mama, that there's a svara arlo is no good because not mama. It means you have to have it belongs to you. So hamani, this has to be according to rabbana, not rameyer, because according to rameyer that ma'aseh sheni is mama gavoya, you taka not yaitz with an esrog ma'aseh sheni. So for him, you have to say this mishnah is going according to the rabbana. Akaponim, that was all about the different dinim of Esrig, what it comes from. Arla, Demai, Truma. Now I'm going to go to physical blemishes on the Esrig. Also Chazazos. The Mishnah says if it has boils on it, it's possible. And the lashon of the Mishnah is also Chazazos Aruba. If it went Aruba, it's possible. But it says Chazazos Amyutai, also Chazazos Amyutai, if it's only on the minority of the Esrig, it's kosher. On Rav Chista, Dova Zerabena Gadol. Amru. The following thing, Rav, who is my Rabbeinu Agala, said over, Hamokam Yeh Be'ezrei. Hashem should help him. What did he say? He said, Lo Yishon El Hamokam Echa. This din that Rav is possible is only one place. Avashnayim Shleshim Mekayim is kosher. If it's Rav, but it's in two or three places, it's kosher. That's what he held. It has to be like Nikr. The Rav is Nikr in one place. Two or three places to be kosher. Amalei Rava. Rava says, take out the word Lay, because Rava was in the same dar. Amal Rava. Adar Rava. B'shtayim, so it's becoming even worse. Havli kimenumah, apostle. It looks like it's spotted, and that's not hadar, it's apostle. Eli itmar, asef itmar. So the Gemara says, you're right. And it's a chumrah, el asef itmar. It said in the Mishnah, mi'utay kosher. If the chazazis is only on a minority of the Esrig, it's kosher. Amrav chista, dovazer rabbein agadu amru, v'amokim yeh be'ezroi, lo yishon el makim echot. This din that a miyat is kosher is only if it's one place. Avashnayim shloishim b'kaimus. You have three boils and three spots. Havali kemenumor is possible, and it's possible. If you have three spots, it's possible. You have these boils, three spots, it's possible. But the Ravid speaks out, brought down the Rosh, that it's not so simple. Even if you have three spots, the three spots have to be on the roiv of the esrig, which means not covering the roiv of the space of the esrig. But the three spots altogether have to be in three different parts, and if you add those three parts together, it'll be rave of the asterisk. That means if it's just on one side of the asterisk, three chazazism, that's not a problem. Three boils, not a problem. It has to be on all different sides to encompass rave area of the asterisk. Not that it's covering the area, but if you surround all three spots, that would make it rave. That's what the rave it says. And another thing the Rosh speaks out is that you have to, this chazaz, you have to be able to feel it. It's not just it says, it has to feel higher. It can't just be like a thing that doesn't feel. It has to feel, you have to be able to feel it. As it boils, then you can feel it. Maybe something you can feel. Amar Rava says, it's a very important thing. If it's on the chaytim, even one chazaz, it's a mashu, is possible. What does a chaytim mean? So Rashi says the word like this. And the Rosh learns of Rashi that it means where it starts going up, make a circle there. It means that spot, like at the belt. That belt where it starts going up, that only that spot, the chaytim, not the whole top part of the esrig, just that part called the esrig. But other Rishonim argue and hold it means the entire top of the esrig is called the chaytim, and that's how we're machmir. And therefore, if there's any shini mara on the top part of the chaytim, then it is puzzle. Now Rashi says another thing. Rashi says, I feel a cultural puzzle. Shenira shom le'enayim yisim sham mekayimis. Why is the chaytim puzzle? That's the first place a person looks on the esrig. But you see, it has to be nira le'enayim. If you have to see it under the microscope, avada, that's not called a shini mara, that will be a puzzle on the chaytim. So only if you see it nira le'enayim, that's where it will be puzzle. What?
It's not a blister. You see something as a drum.
If you see something that's a change of color, different color. There's a whole shot about a bletel. The Ramah says a bletel is not a problem. A bletel is something that like a thorn pricked it and then it grew over like a scab. That's a bletel. Since it grew that way, therefore it's not a problem. But anything that's a different color on the chaytim, even on a bletel, if it's a different color, changes color, turns black, then it's a problem and it's possible if you could see it right away. You look at the esrig, if it's on the chaytim. Nitlof pitmasa. If the pitim was removed, so it, we said in the Mishnah it's possible, and the Mishnah said, but nitl uktzai, if the uktzai was taken off, it's kosher. And yesterday, Moshe wanted a tanya maybe, that nitl uktzai is possible, and he had a problem with the Mishnah, said nitl uktzai is kosher. So we'll talk about that very soon. And Moshe was right, Batson. Nitlof pitmasa. Tanar av Yitzchak ben Elazar. Notla buchnasa. You know what it means? Notla buchnasa. It's like the mortar was taken away. Now, what does Rav Yitzchak want? So it's a big machlokes here. Rashi brings down two pshatim from his rabbeim. Either Rashi says it means the pitim, and then you have to speak this out, like the Kappa Smarna speaks out. So why do we give an example of buchnasa? Because Rashi is bringing out the pitim does not mean the shashanta. Every pitim has like a pole with like a mushroom on top of it. The mushroom on top of it, that's not a pitim. The pitim is the stick that holds that mushroom. It's called the pitim and the shashanta. The shashanta falls off is not a problem. Nitla means notl buchnasa. It means the sharp part, the stick taken off. That's what Rav Yitzchak is coming to say. The other pshat that Rashi brings down is that notl buchnasa means the ukitz. If the ukitz was removed, then it's a problem. I can ask me, are Mishnah notl ukitz kosher? Since it depends. If the entire ukitz is removed, until there's a guma, there's a hole in the esrig, on the bottom esrig, that's possible. But if the ukitz just broke off and it's still covering the hole in the esrig, then that is kosher. And lemaisa, so Rashi argues on that pshat. He goes, no, pitim does not mean that. And since on Rashi, not uksoy, even legamri, is kosher. Like the Mishnah says, that sounds like Rashi. But Tosfos speaks out, Tosfos is printed in Daf Lama Vav, the end of Tosfos in Rashi Nitla, Tosfos says that mashiv tech rushai. It says, "Mash with the tmasa b'chnasa trei milin inu zebok zevaroishay." V'loy borot v'lezel lafarish v'lahoisef ala mishnah. He learns that notl p'tmasa v'adam is a pitim. Rav Yitzchak is saying notl b'chnasa is also a problem, which means that what? It means that the ukitz is also a problem if it's completely removed. If it's completely removed, and if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch, it paskins taka that both things are taka a problem. Both the pitim and the ukitz, if it's removed completely, is a problem. There's machmer like both pshatim in Shulchan Aruch, or ma'aseh machmer on both pshatim. On one hand, it says nitel dadoi who roish hakatan shashantai boy that shanta is on there is possible. It says v'yesh machmirim ramos im notel shashanta even because that's the ranz pshat that the shashanta low in the pitim so a machmer on that. V'toyv lahachem makom she'efsher. And then the next halacha sifches says. Nitla eitzu tali boy be ilon meikar esrig. That's the ukitz. V'nisha v'kaim a guma puzzle. says that's kosher, it's covering it. So you see both halachas, like a pasuk and shulchan aruch, say nitla ukutz. So that's what Moshe meant, that you take the whole ukutz out, completely out, and there's a guma there, that will be pasul. Zok the Gemara Vayit, one more Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, niklaf, if it's peeled off, it's pasul. That says in the Mishnah. Niklaf is pasul. And you always hear people saying, niklaf, niklaf. So niklaf sounds like a pasul. Omar Rava, hai esroiga de iglat kehina sumka kshera. A esrig that's peeled like this date, red date. It's peeled like a red date, it's kosher. Frank Demar, but I'm telling niklaf pasul. Aramis says, niklaf is pasul. And the Malik Kasha have a kula of Miksasa. Rashi explained like this. Big kula is Kasha. But Miksasa is possible. Why? Because it's Menuma. So what you see from Rashi is that even Miksasa is only possible if it's Menuma, if it changes colors. But if the Niklaf still looks like an Esrig, it will not be possible. That's what you're asking. Niklaf is only possible if it changes colors. If it's the same color, then it's Kasha. Now Taisis learns the opposite. The Hab Mikula of Miksasa is the opposite. Hab Mikula, it's possible. Hab Miksasa, it's Kasha. God, Taisis learns the opposite. You have to macher both ways, but niklaf is only niklaf if it changes its color, then it's called niklaf. Or if the whole thing is niklaf, then you have macher taisus that if the whole thing is peeled off, then it'll be possible. So it's not so niklaf, not such a common psul. The only reason why we're so worried about niklaf a lot of times is you worry about chaser. Because shah, what's niklaf? What's chaser? If it, some of the white is missing already, that's called chaser. Niklaf just means the peel. And the peel, there's two types of peels. There's a very thin peel, so therefore, people are a little careful at niklaf. But etzem, niklaf didn't change colors is not possible.